Welcome to The Brief from Verity for April 23rd, 2024. I'm Melissa Topscher with today's top stories. The Israeli military intelligence chief resigns over October 7th. Major General Aharon Haliva, head of Israeli military intelligence, has resigned after acknowledging the organization's failure to prevent the Hamas attack on October 7th, which resulted in 1,200 people killed and 250 taken hostage. Critics argue this step implies that higher leadership, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should also consider resignation due to the severity of the oversight and ongoing conflicts. Others, however, contend that leadership stability is crucial during ongoing military engagements, and that now is not the time for top officials to step down. Netanyahu vows to reject U.S. sanctions on army units. The U.S. plans to sanction IDF units, including Netza Yehuda, for human rights violations against Palestinians, invoking the Leahy Law. Netanyahu opposes these sanctions, vowing to contest them vigorously. The pro-Israel side argues that sanctioning the entire unit for the actions of a few is unjust, while the pro-establishment side supports the sanctions, citing the unit's history of abuse. The House approves a $61 billion Ukraine aid package. The U.S. House of Representatives approved a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine as part of a broader $95 billion security aid package that also includes funds for Israel and Taiwan. This aid aims to support Ukraine amid its ammunition shortage and ongoing conflict with Russia. The pro-establishment narrative praises the aid as crucial for Ukraine's defense and global security, while the establishment critical narrative views it as exacerbating the conflict and enriching U.S. interests at the expense of regional stability. Trump's hush money trial begins. The hush money trial of Donald Trump began in Manhattan, focusing on alleged payments to silence Stormy Daniels. Trump supporters claim the trial is a politically motivated spectacle, while critics see it as crucial for uncovering Trump's alleged attempts to conceal misconduct. SCOTUS to hear a ghost guns case next term. The Supreme Court will hear a case on the legality of the Biden administration regulations on ghost guns in its next term, starting October. Some argue that these regulations are an overreach of executive power, contrary to the intent of the Gun Control Act of 1968. Others support the administration's authority under the same act to regulate any parts that can be assembled into a functional firearm. A new report says that global military spending has reached an all-time high in 2023. Global military spending hit a record $2.443 trillion in 2023, with significant increases across all regions. The U.S. led with 37% of global expenditure, while geopolitical tensions drove rises in NATO, Asia, and the Middle East. The establishment critical narrative criticizes U.S. foreign policy for escalating conflicts, while the pro-establishment narrative argues increased spending is necessary due to global security challenges. Pro-Palestine student protests expand from Columbia to New England colleges. Pro-Palestine student protests have spread from Columbia University to other New England colleges, including MIT and Harvard, with a focus on the conflict in Gaza. The pro-Palestine narrative emphasizes grassroots advocacy for Palestinian liberation, highlighting censorship concerns on campuses. Conversely, the pro-Israel narrative addresses rising anti-Semitism and safety issues for Jewish students, underlining the need for campuses to protect all students from harassment and create inclusive environments. News from the Maldives, where President Muizu's party wins parliamentary polls. President Mohamed Muizu's People's National Congress won a significant majority in the Maldivian parliamentary elections, securing 71 of 93 seats. Supporters claim that this victory represents a positive shift towards a pro-China stance, potentially altering the balance of foreign influence from India to China. Critics worry this may lead to constitutional changes and dangerous Chinese influence, impacting the Maldives' democratic values and national sovereignty. An Australian Senate committee calls for a royal commission into the nation's COVID response. Australia's Senate committee has recommended a royal commission to review the nation's COVID-19 management. A royal commission, regarded as a significant investigative tool, would seek to provide a comprehensive analysis of pandemic policies and their execution. The establishment critical side argues the current inquiry by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese lacks depth, while the pro-establishment narrative notes that any effective review requires full state cooperation. Tesla is cutting the prices of several models. Tesla has reduced prices on several of its models, including a significant cut to its full self-driving system amid broader global price adjustments. Some suggest these cuts signal a decline for Tesla, pointing to recent layoffs and recalls, while others view the price reductions as a strategic adjustment to boost demand and align with market conditions. And that was The Brief for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Melissa Topshire. Join me tomorrow on The Brief.